Hey everybody, I'm on my way to learn about Simplegon and optimizing 3D assets for different devices and scenarios. I'm here with Koshi, the director of strategy for Simplegon, or the co-founder. We can say co-founder too, right?
Yeah.
So Simplegon was a company that was acquired by Microsoft earlier in January. And you guys do a lot of 3D asset optimization. So maybe we should start with, can you tell us a bit more about Simplegon and why developers should know about Simplegon?
Absolutely. So Simplegon is a solution for 3D optimization. Mm-hmm. And you can compare it to, you know, optimizing any other form of media. Now that 3D is becoming a thing that is used more than just for video games and movies, this problem is a very important problem to solve. If we look at 3D, the way we look at 3D content is in three buckets. You have 3D content that's captured with scan, 3D content that's created by engineers in CAD, and then digitally created content that's created by artists for games and movies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to use these assets in multiple devices, depending on how much the device can do, you need to optimize them.
That's right.
Especially for the middle bucket, the CAD assets, because that is created by engineers for producing products for and it's actually not made for the purposes of viewing on a HoloLens or on a device. Those assets need to be optimized a lot in order for them to work.
They have so much details and they've spent so much time and effort on it.
Absolutely, yeah. So many parts. They are made for producing a product like a car.
So you need some way to optimize it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So how does Simplegon do that? How does it work?
So Simplegon is an Azure-based cloud service.
Mm-hmm.
So the first part is, you know, getting that content in. So Simplegon has a transcoder where we can read data in. You have your usual file formats that we can read, but we're also adding CAD support. So there is a file format called OpenJT, for instance, that many CAD companies rely on. You can just take that original content mm-hmm. from your CAD, drop it as a JT file, and Simplegon will transcode that into something that then can be used in real time. And then we do optimization. We do optimization on the geometry, on textures, on shaders, and give you an asset that's suited to be utilized for a specific purpose or a specific device.
So you specify, this is my big asset, and I am going to use this on 5 different devices. These are the use cases. Give me 5 different or 10 different optimized models that I can use.
Something like that. So now you have to do some plumbing now, and you know, you have to tell Simplegon in advance that, okay, I'm going to use it in HoloLens, so I need it to be optimized this much.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will generate those automatic for you. In the future, we hope that with the help of machine learning and you know, just learning more use cases, Simplegon can be even more automatic. So that, you know, you drop your content here, you tell us that this content is going to be used for this purpose on this device, and then Simplegon will automatically take care of the rest.
It won't even have to know anything.
No, it's supposed to be a ninja in your pipeline that just takes care of business, right? So it's.
How do developers actually tie this into their pipeline? Is there plugins?
Yeah. So
APIs.
So there are APIs, and you can tie them in either into your current workflow where you store your assets, but it's rather simple. You know, you have your file format support, so we know that, okay, I can read in this file format, and I want Simplegon to fire up this recipe to do this, and then we'll optimize that and give you a result. But yeah, there is some plumbing that needs to be done in order to get it. But the whole idea is to automate a process. So if you, for instance, are doing this for your everyday work, you want to create a design review application for your car company. We want you to implement Simplegon as a part of an already existing pipeline and When you do that, you know, you get the benefit of having ready to go, optimized, good looking 3D assets for all your needs. Every time an engineer updates a content over here, Simplygon is working hard in the background, creating all variants necessary, and then a designer or somebody else on the other end can just consume that.
Kind of like continuous integration for 3D assets. You know, I check something in, immediately propagates and builds it and gives me all the assets I need.
Exactly.
That's actually really cool.
Yep.
And it's being used right now by a lot of games, from what I've heard. Right? A lot of AAA games are using it.
Absolutely. So when we started this company, you know, almost a decade ago, back in those days, the use case for video games was already there. They were creating a lot of content. They wanted to create bigger games. And they were manually optimizing content. We introduced Simplygon, and I think that last year, 70 to 80% of all AAA games were using our product to optimize their games.
You had a lot of stuff that we can actually see, right?
Yeah,
love
some
to
stuff
see
you
some
can see.
Some of the results that you guys were able to accomplish with this.
Absolutely.
Let's take a look.
So let's look at some scenarios. This is a single scan 3D asset. The original data, you know, it has 14 million triangles.
And 14 million triangles.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, every single detail is in there. But also the file size, I mean, it's 1.2 gigabytes of data. And the textures are also huge. You have several 8K textures in here. So just this asset, when it's created, the original raw data, is not usable in any real time.
That's just one asset.
Yeah, exactly. So when with Simplygon, you know, we created a recipe, for instance, for VR in this case, and that recipe will then automatically create a new asset for you that has 14,000 triangles, just 100 megabytes in this case, and
so 100 times less.
Right? Yeah, yeah, exactly, something like that. And then, but visually, it looks very, very similar. Yeah. But and then we went even further, and I think we created something for. The HoloLens, and for this we got it down to 3,000 triangles almost, and 2.8 megabytes. So the original was almost 2 gigabytes, and again automatically. The cool thing with this is that once we've created this recipe for these assets in Simplygon, then you can batch process everything you have on our cloud, and you know, yeah, here are all my assets. Create HoloLens versions for them, and we will just chunk them through.
Remembers what you did before.
Exactly. Yeah. Another example would be. To go ahead and look at a smaller CAD asset. So again, this engine is 3 million triangles. It's 350 megabytes, so very large. We created this version for HoloLens of it. We got it down to 48,000 triangles, and
only 12 megabytes.
Yeah, and also very, very few textures, or in this case, actually only one. But the cool thing here is that we've also maintained the original hierarchy of this asset, so that. Now, if an engineer or a designer wants to review this, but is also interested in, you know, looking at the specific parts, they can just explode this and look at it, and we will maintain those hierarchies for you. Yeah, and then I mean, you could do a lot of things with this optimization, but the cool thing is that when you get the pipeline right, this will literally save you so much time. And you can do, you know, you can apply this on all your assets for all your use cases in real time.
And because it's in the cloud, you can scale it up as much as you need to, right? If you want to do this,
exactly,
throw as many GPUs on it as you want, you can do that.
Absolutely. So the way developers get access to this today is that Simplygon is already available on Azure Marketplace. You go in there and you choose which level of service you want. And then you fire up and you're off to go. And then you scale it on your need, basically.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for watching. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, make sure to reach out on our Twitter handle. And do visit the description page to find out more about how to get started with using Simplygon and optimizing 3D assets. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time. Next time we're in Sweden, we'll do another one.
Yeah.